Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, Big here, your host tonight. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support, of course, and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. I know it's been a long time. Today is Monday. A couple of quick announcements. MondaysWeMentor.com. That's MondaysWeMentor.com. Had its grand opening today. Visit the website. 7 experts. 7 posts. You will be able to learn a lot from MondaysWeMentor.com. Another one that I'd like to share with you guys today is also www.thinkbiginsights.com. Now, that's something that we're working on. It should be totally 100% available by December 31st, 2017. But for those who would like to share a 10 to 20 minute video on business, life, inspiration, or love, well, that's the place to be. ThinkBigInsights.com, 10 to 20 minute video, experts and novices alike. Just kind of, you know, share a little something. Tell us what you know. So let's get to today. Today we're going to cover our first episode for the personal and business development crawl, building your foundation of wealth. So the first thing I'd like to say for those of you who are listening and for those of you who will be listening, make sure when you visit the website, thinkbigradio.com/building you, the little minus sign, episode 1, that you download the manual. You'll see there where it says download manual by clicking here. You want to make sure that you download that manual because that's part of what we'll be covering this first month, lesson one. There's about 30-something odd pages in it, but each section offers a bit of wealth, and it is definitely covering building your foundation of wealth. So for those of you who do go, you'll see that we have a acronym, and that some have called me, I'm one of the acronym kings, because there's a number of people who are great at doing acronyms. I have the acronym CRAWL, C-R-A-W-L. And that CRAWL acronym stands for Common Sense, that's the C, Rewards All Who Listens. So let's talk a little bit about that subject, listen. Now, one of the reasons why we feel that it's very important for people to listen is because sometimes when you just sit back and, you know, just eliminate everything that you know and, you know, don't have your ego involved and listen, you might learn something and you might gain some common sense out of it. So that's what crawling is about, and it's about building your foundation of wealth. Nobody comes out of their mother running. You know, it takes even a moment for you to crawl. And so one of the things that we have issues with here and trying to do too much or trying to think that your business is going to be a success is overnight is that we don't learn to crawl. Now, I can't give you the exact examples because, of course, I'm not going to write that stuff down because it changes so much. But there's a number of businesses that fail within 5 years. You can look up those stats for yourself. Just like I said, sometimes they change. But a high amount of those businesses, they will fail. But that's because they're not crawling. You know,
a message has been received.
one of the things, oh, I guess that was a message that you received this evening. Basically, those businesses are thinking about crawling. two messages. Let's cut that out. All right, so what we mean by crawl is that most people, when they start their business, they don't start at the beginning. What they'll do is they'll say, I'm here, this is what I want to learn, teach me. So imagine if, you know, you're a smart person, I'm sure you are. Let's imagine that you are 5 years old. And being 5 years old, you immediately start school in the fifth grade. Well, you're a five-year-old. You're among people who have been in the game for a while. You learned your numbers. You learned your ABCs. You learned how to talk a little bit, depending on if your parents talk to you a lot. So if you go to fifth grade or you're a fifth grader and you go right to, let's say, college, you're not going to do as well because you haven't learned some of the basics. And what we want to do here on personal and business development is build your foundation of wealth. So that way you will have a greater chance for success and what you do. And that's what it's really about here. And that's part of what ThinkBigRadio.com does. We make sure that we have people come on who are experts in their particular fields. And you can listen to their interviews, you can visit their website, and you can learn more. We want to make sure that people that surround us are continuously learning. So this is one of our free platforms that we use so that you don't have to worry about coming out of your pocket. You know, we're all about helping, and I think that that's a big thing for us to help other people. It's a really big thing. And most of the Think Big Radio hosts, most of the people that I work with, they have a superiorly strong belief in helping others, and that's why we do what we do. All right. So for those of you just coming on the line, my name is Ken Big Blake. Everybody knows me as Big. Some people call me Ken, which I don't really like. Some people call me Blake, which I'm okay with, but I prefer Big because Big is my brand, building investments globally. So what I'd like for you all to do who just come on to on the air and those who will be listening to this video is if you go to the website that should have came in the link, download that manual or you can click on that manual and look at it and it'll give you a couple of ideas about how this system is set up. The good thing about it is that not only me, but a couple of friends that I had review it all kind of put this thing together so that it would make sense. And we decided to say, what's the best route to take for people who are actually, you know, trying to be something, people who are actually trying to get on that road for success? There's so much information out there that a lot of times you just don't know what to do. And we just want to kind of help you with that. So for those of you who have went to the website, who have received the link from a text message or the link from Facebook or what have you, make sure that you click the download manual by clicking here. Because what happens is that when you click that manual, it's going to show you what we're talking about. So without further ado, I'm going to open up Chapter 1, Earth. And the lesson one at that particular time was called Copper. And there's a penny for the photo because, you know, most pennies were made out of copper at that time. And Earth, of course, is our foundation. First thing you'll see is serious about your success. Success. Seeing unity change circumstances, enabling someone's success. That's what my definition of success is people coming together, being unified to help other people realize what their definition of success is and helping them reach it. You never have to do more to remain where you are. Do more. When you first come into the manual, you'll see who we are. Those are all the different people we've interviewed on Think Big Radio, all the different people that we've assisted throughout our time. Then you'll see on the page that says 3, Chapter 1, Earth Becoming Grounded. So this is the first of 3 chapters. This month, we're only going to cover Lesson 1, and at the end of the month, we'll have an expert speaker that'll cover one of the different things in Lesson 1 that you need to do to work on to become successful. So there's 5 lessons in Chapter 1 to accomplish. They are truly the basics to becoming successful. Ask yourself, are you really on the right path to maintaining wealth and implementing what you love into your life daily? Because you choose your destiny and destination. Now, the 3 steps to becoming successful and live life big are 3. 1, belief. You have to believe in yourself. 2, action. You have to take action, which strengthens that belief. And 3, persistence. Those 3 things will help you get to your next level. After that, we have what's called the commitment treaty. The commitment treaty is you making a commitment after you have the belief, after you know you're going to take and have started to take action, and after you know that you're being persistent to commit to yourself. So that commitment treaty is one of the most important things, because in order for you to become successful, you have to commit. So here on the commitment treaty, you will see, I understand that in order to live life big, I must also set short-term goals that are measurable and note my progress frequently. You also have to make small changes that over time will produce major results. I will agree to commit daily, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 hours. I will set this time aside Monday through Sunday, mornings, afternoons, or evenings. My weekly commitment is how many hours are you going to commit a week to your goals, to your love, to your passion, to your life? I will commit to becoming successful this year and every year after by taking actions on my goals and dreams one day at a time. I am committed. I will live life big with no regrets. When you sign that and you put the date on it, rip that out, print it, if you've downloaded the manual, and place it somewhere that you can see it every day, because this is your reminder that you're not committing to Think Big Radio. You're not committing to Think Big Academics where you can find this full course. You're committing to yourself and the things that you need to do to have a better, stronger life. After that commitment, which is very important, we go into becoming grounded. And that's what this first lesson and this first chapter is about, is becoming grounded. When you sit back and you meditate, when you sit back and think about the things that you want to have out of life, you have to ground yourself. We see so much information right now, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on the news, Twitter, whether it's listening to our coworkers, whether it's just hearing things, wherever we are, that it's almost like information overload. So if you have too many sources, then how can you ever get anything done? Because you're going to consistently want to learn from 500 different sources, and you don't need that many to get to where you need to be. So what we'd like for you to do is just sometimes think about you, Y-O-U, because your opportunity is unlimited. What if you never met this network marketing company? What if you never met this business that you're working in? What if you never heard about this law firm? Then you'd have to think about who you are and what you love. And so we have a number of questions in the manual that force you to look inside, because that's where you're going to find a lot of answers. My mom told me some good advice. She said to me, always get more than one opinion, but no more than three. And I thought about that. And so if my mom would tell me, hey, you can't go outside, I go ask the next adult because it was another opinion, and it might be the opinion that I wanted to hear so that I can get outside. But in real life, and, you know, big people life, I like to call it, it's not good to just have one source. One source can actually be dangerous, and I don't want to be your only source, whether I'm not dangerous or not. I insist that you look within and then find something to study, but go through different sources. You know, I'll never be your end-all, be-all. So when we go to page 5 on the lesson book that you guys should have downloaded, and you can download at a later date, the first thing we covered is who are you, then what are your goals? We also have tips to save more income. We go over getting started, marketing tips and templates, moving into the next lesson, and a short story. Now, because this is about 28 to 30 pages, that's why we're breaking this thing into 3 weeks, and we're going to have an expert that can come on and talk about one of these main lessons. So who are you? I'm going to read a little bit from here. Each lesson you will learn more about marketing as well as business principles that will lay the foundation of your wealth. The marketing techniques will assist you in reaching the next lesson. You will be able to learn at your own speed through print, audio, video, all the while funding the passions and businesses that make you who you are. Now, when you see that part in there, that was because when we first created this, it was going to be a network marketing type piece, but we decided to change our minds because we wanted to reach a lot of people and offer a lot of this for free. But next year, people will be able to go through the entire course. It'll be a small fee, but you can also make money by showing, which will be our affiliate program. Okay, so now when we get here, if you implement your creativity and insights along the way, we promise that you can become debt-free, that's what we're working on, own a home or investment property, and have a successful business within 3 years or sooner, if that is your goal. For those of you who are just tuning in, remember we said belief, action, and persistence. You have to have that. You're not going to get anywhere just thinking in 6 months or 3 months or 25 relatives or 50 friends, regardless of what you're doing, that you're going to make it. And it pains me for people to jump into this, jump into that, instead of being persistent with something that you love and something that's of your essence. So as I also read again from page 5, it says, Mark Cuban stated that anyone going into debt to start a business is a fool. Why would a billionaire make such a statement? We all want your money. I'm not going to lie. You want my money. You want their money. They want your money. But there's a way that you can make money that, and still help people and be successful and take care of all the things that you have to take care of. Now, this billionaire is saying that's a statement because he knows about debt. He knows about getting you in that snare because he's been snared before. And he basically said he'd never go into that type of snare again. So we want to help you avoid the snare. So that's why me and my friends, we try to share with you things that the other big people don't share. When you start to question why you are on the path that children have taken since their first words, children want to know, how does that make sense in the world I understand as a present? Do you want to know our why? We help you because it is a way in which we satisfy our passion and find rewards in our existence. So let us show you how to live the life you desire by providing the sequence and guidance you may have been missing. We just may be that piece that you have been looking for to complete yourself. I'm going to skip over here. I'm going to read to the bottom where I have. There are approximately 600 minutes in an average workday. What if you took 10% of that and focused on yourself each day? That's 1 hour. So when we go over here to page 7, part where we really start delving into who you are. For those of you tuning in, canbigblake.com, you can find out about me. Some of you already may know who I am, and I've helped some of you out there. And we're going to open it up for a few questions, but that's going to be a minute. So who are you? This question has to be one of the most difficult questions to answer because time changes our perceptions of who we are. We are not who we were before the age of 10 or 10 years from now who we are now. So today we're going to answer this question in the moment. We're not going to focus on what or who you were or past accomplishments or failures that make up who you are. We will focus on who you are at this moment in time. So we have 12 questions that we want you to answer. This will assist you in discovering the proper avenue to ensure your goals are met. Some of these questions are basically to kind of throw you off. It's just to make you think things that nobody may have ever asked you before, because we know the more that you think and the more that you focus, the more that you're going to be using your brain in a way that's going to create those ideas and give you opportunities. So let's look here. Describe yourself, business, in 50 words or less. You're going to describe yourself. Now, if you're a business owner, describe your business as well. But describe yourself. So who are you? Who do people think you are? People could think you're a lot of different things, but it's who you think you are that really matters. So you got 50 words or less to put that in. This workbook is exactly what it's called, a workbook, because the only way you're going to get ahead is if you work on things. If you don't work on things, how are you going to get ahead? So some people might see this and say, oh, I'm going to listen. Yeah, he's making some great points. Oh, wow, inspirational. But I'm not going to put this work in. You have to write things down. Now, after you describe yourself or your business in 50 words or less, what was the very first memory you can recall? I'm taking you back to childhood. Now, the funny thing about this is when I first wrote this question, I remembered my first memory, but I knew that I could go deeper. But I'm going to tell you the first memory that I had, and it'll probably be giving away my age, but I remember saying to my grandmother, is it 1970, Grandma? Now, I was born in 67, and I remember asking her that question distinctly because they would watch Johnny Carson all the time, and I remember hearing Johnny Carson say, blah, 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 1970. And I asked her. I didn't know what 1970 meant. And it's the same thing when people tell us about business. They may say something, we don't know what it means, but we repeat it. But later we learn the concept. So number two, as a child, what do you remember other children or adults telling you that you were good at? You know, with me, they're like, oh, you could be a good lawyer. And so I was thinking like, oh, wow, I should be a lawyer. What's a lawyer? You know, then I learned about what lawyers did and how much they worked, and I didn't really want to think about being a lawyer. But they were saying that because I had this balance in me of treating people fairly, and if you were wrong, to ensure you were innocent or have people look at things a different way. So as a child, what do you remember other children or adults telling you that you would be good at? Number three, if you could wave a magic wand to change three things in your life, what would you change and why? Number four, what are the best things about your life? We've all been through things. There's no one listening or no one that will hear this interview at a later time that haven't been through things. What are the best things about your life? We're not going to focus on the different things that have happened in our life that might be, you know, bad, because there are some best things about our life. We want to make sure that you think about that. Then what excites and inspires you about your life? For lack of a better term, hey, even a bum is inspired about things. He might be inspired because somebody gave him an extra dollar and he didn't expect it, or somebody gave him some food or her some food or whatever. But there is always something that can excite and inspire you no matter where you are in your life. And then let's think about, who do you admire and why? When I was a kid and I grew up in Chicago in an area that they call K-Town, there was a family friend, and I don't even know if they name people his name anymore, but his name was Caldonia, just like the song. For some of you who might know about the song Caldonia, if you don't know, Google it. But Caldonia would come by because I had a bike, and he would take me bike riding. And so I was able to leave my block and ride all across the city on Saturdays mornings. And I just learned so much about this big city that we were in. I had an idea, because if I was traveling, I was in a car, I was sitting in the back, I was, you know, we didn't have cell phones and tablets and all those things and DVDs in the car. You know, you're just being a kid, which most of the time is, you know, acting a fool or getting on somebody's nerves. At least that's what my childhood was like. So by him coming, and I admired that, he opened my mind to there's more than what's around me. There's a whole big world, and that made me want to travel. And I was blessed to be able to live my passion traveling with a nonprofit to a lot of different cities. So I admire that, you know, this man took his time out of his day to, you know, take me places. What would you do? This is number 7. What would you do if there was no such thing as currency and everything was free? Now, that's a powerful statement, because when you think about it, some of us, we have these gifts, and if we could all eat, if we didn't have to worry about rent, if we didn't have to worry pretty much about anything, because when you think about it, what do we really need? And I'm not going to use love, because everybody needs love and everybody has the capability to love. But when you think about it, you need a place that you can stay. And that place that you can stay is basically something that's out of the elements. And second, you need to be able to eat. So if you could eat and have a place to stay, what else would you need? Now, some people, they might love to sew. Some people might love to bake. So if your world was free, what would you do? Because that's also a hint as to what you might love. Or you might be somebody to say, well, I don't want to do anything. That's cool. There's a place for those people that don't want to do anything. Right now, the place is kind of bad, you know, but for the most part, you may not have to do anything. You could just enjoy life because you can eat from the trees. Now, number 8, what are 3 characteristics that you possess that is a strength to achieving your success? Everybody has at minimum 3 things. Now, some of you might have been beat down as children or beat down as adults or told all these different things. But I bet if you sit back and really think about who you are and what you have, you're going to find those 3 characteristics. And that is part of your strength to achieving your success. Let me tell you a little story real quick. Every now and then I talk with people, and I help people solve their issues. And one of the things that they have a hard time finding is the fact that they're so good at so many things. If you're good at a lot of things, then why have to pick one? And so what I try to tell people is, like, I consider myself a guide. You know, I'm not really a coach. You know, I'm just going to guide you into finding the things that you really need to find. So I tell them, you don't have to think about pick one thing you're good at, because so many of us can do so many different things. Pick a couple of things. Pick 3 things, but make sure they all align in the purpose that you are working towards. Now, number 10, at this moment, what is sapping your energy, motivation? At this moment, And this moment could be right now. Hopefully it's not me. At this moment, it could be what's going on today or what you're thinking about happening tomorrow. Number 11, when and what was the last time you did something big for yourself? You have to always do something big for yourself. And that big could be something small to someone else. You know, I was working and working and working, and I said to myself, you know, I'm saving, I'm paying my bills, I'm not really doing anything. The only thing I kind of enjoy is going to the movies. You'll find me in the movies. That's how I've been all my life. But I said, you know what, I'm going to at least get a shirt. That was big to me. Yeah, don't laugh. But that was something big to me to be able to say, let me just get a shirt. And that's what I would do. And then sometimes, though, I would really go big, and I'd be like, let me go somewhere for the weekend. You know, let me travel to Chicago, where I'm from. You know, I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina now. Or let me just take kind of like a little road trip, you know, 2 hours out, drive to Atlanta, you know, just have some fun. But when was the last time you did something big for yourself? That's important. That's important that you treat yourself. And number 12 out of those questions to really kind of get you to thinking and get you to opening up about who you are is, what are the top 3 goals or dreams you want to accomplish the remainder of your life? What are the top 3 goals or dreams you want to accomplish the remainder of your life? Because that's what we need to start working on. That's what we need to start working on. If it doesn't fit into those 3, I used to love to read. I still love to read. I've got books all around me. Every night when I get a chance, I'll read a little bit. Not every night. Let me stop lying. At least 3 times a week, I'm going to read an actual book. But what I found and that I've fallen in love with is audiobooks. So I'll go to audible.com or I'll go to the library, download that app, and I'll get a book. And when I wake up in the morning and I hit the alarm, the next thing that comes on is that audiobook about something that I want to learn, something that's in relation to what I want to accomplish the remainder of your life. Because when you figure out what these goals are, then you need to start finding that time to implement it. I got morning time, and then sometimes I have night time, and that's what I'll do. So anything that I read, anything that I'm talking about, anything that I'm on YouTube searching has something to do that increases my skills for what my passion is and for what I want to accomplish with the remainder of my life. So now these questions will enable you to look within and strip away some of the answers needed to move forward in your passion and business. If you are able to commit to our outline and your goals, you'll be more likely able to achieve them. It is very important that you write down your goals as a way to give them solidity, because in your mind, they are still formless. The next exercise will focus on the 3 main goals that you are looking to accomplish and the how to make them a reality. Are you willing to commit to yourself and your plan of strategy to make your dreams more than just a possibility? Are you willing to commit when everything seems to be going wrong? You have to earn your dreams. Now let's work on your post. Now this is not going to be a long session because there's a lot to cover in here, but I'm on page 11. But I want to tell you about posts. A lot of you are on social media, and everybody wants to read a post. Everybody wants to post something. So what we call our post on page 11, what are your goals? POST, Plan of Strategy Tablet. So your post is this plan of strategy tablet that you're going to have, whether you go get a yellow thing or whether I create a plan or strategy tablet that's got our branding on it to give to you guys and sometimes sell at a later date. Find something that you can post your goals on, and that's going to be your plan of strategy tablet, POST. Now, a written goal, strategy and the actions necessary to accomplish it are what separates the true elite from the most common. I got to give a shout out to myself. I made that up. I make up a lot of little things, but this is what I do. So this section will deal with your what, why, how. The previous section had you look into yourself and also identify the three main goals you want to accomplish in life. Remember, goals are specific, measurable, attainable in your lifetime, relevant, and time-bound. So for that first goal you wrote, what? What was that goal? Why is that goal important? Focus on those two. Your how, your strategy, that's going to come later. So focus on what the goal was and why you want to make that goal happen. Why is it important? So you'll see here you've got those three pages that you can go through. Don't worry about your how. That's going to come, because when you have that goal in mind, all you have to do is ask. So that night, say, how do I do this? How, H-O-W, helps on way. You're going to receive those answers. You might hear that answer listening to the radio. You might hear that answer in somebody else's conversation. That answer might just come out of anywhere, and you don't even know how you got it. But that how is going to happen for you because you're thinking about it. And that's all you have to do. Think about something tonight and say, this is what I would like to accomplish, or I want to get in touch with this person I haven't spoke to in a long time. Think about it at night. Think about it in the morning. That answer is going to come to you. So at this point, I'm going to end that first portion of episode one, Personal and Business Development Crawl, Building Your Foundation of Wealth. Next Monday, I'll be on to take off from here. And the last Monday, or the fourth Monday this month, we'll have a guest speaker, an expert, so to say, come on and talk about one of these different things. And I definitely want you guys to join me for that. But before I get off the air, this is what I'm going to do. I have a number of listeners on the air, so we're going to try this way. If you press pound one, and it could be 1 pound, I always get this screwed up, but I'm just like everybody else. Sometimes I'm perfect, sometimes I'm not, but we're all imperfect. Then you'll raise your hand, and I'll know you have a question. And then I'll bring you on the air. You're going to ask that quick question. Now, for those of you who don't do it, I'm just going to read the first three from your number, the area code, and then the first three numbers. And if you want to make a statement or if you have a question, you'll be able to answer it. So the first one that I'm going to go to is 336 is the area code, and 210. So 336-210, you're on the air. If you have a question or a comment, you can make that now. And just state where you're from and your name if you do have one. All right, so 336-210 doesn't have a statement or a comment. Well, I do appreciate you for listening tonight. Make sure you go online to the Facebook page, or you go to thinkbigradio.com/buildingyou with a little minus sign, which is about where the Z is, episode one. And you'll be able to download what I've been reading from today. So the next person is 704-615. So 704-615, state your name, where you're from, and if you have a question or a comment, you're actually on the air live. All right, 704-615. If you don't have anything to say, that's fine. Going to the next one. 954-297. So 954 area code 297. If you have a comment or a question, you can make that now. If not, I'll move to the next call. I'm only going to do two more before we end the call. All right. Nobody's talking tonight. 615-275. If you have a question or a comment, just state where you're from, what your name is. You're on the air right now.
My name is Kevin. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I don't have a question, but just as a comment, I really listened intently from the time that I came on, and I thought what you shared was very thorough. It certainly resonates. It makes sense. A lot of the things that you asked of us to do, particularly with regard to the goals, I thought it will certainly take some time to really process through that with what it requires, I think, to get the real benefit out of it. But I thought the work that was done into the materials was very, very thorough and very good. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I do appreciate you coming on to listen. And one thing that I do want to say about your comment is that it does take time. You know, when you think about your goals and you think about what you really want to become, you have to plan this out. And what I'd like to tell people is start at the end and then work your way backwards. You know, start at the end, work your way backwards, and then create monthly, but more important, quarterly goals, so that each quarter you're giving yourself enough time to learn and enough time to put things in order, but never wait until the last moment. You know, just chip away, chip away, chip away, so that by the time that 3 months in, that 6 months in, you're working on your plan and you're doing it the right way. And that's one of the things that we definitely want to get people to think about. This is a journey. You know, this is not something that you're going to see somebody who says Oprah's in this, or John Anderson, if I'm just making up a name, let's just say that's somebody that's very, very famous, you know, is doing this. You're not Oprah and you're not John Anderson. You know, you have to build yourself up to that point where your name rings a bell. They've built themselves up by being a particular type of person so that they can make anything work. That's when everything turns to gold. But right now, you're working with copper. That's what lesson one is copper. So you're starting at a mineral that really don't have too much value. I mean, yeah, it's good for pipes and people steal it out of houses all the time to try to sell it. But you got to work your way up to gold and the platinum and all of those different things, and that's where they at. But everybody started copper. All right, so now I've got one more person that I'm going to ask if they have a question. That's 347 area code 265, 347 area code 265. You could state your name and where you're from if you have a question or a comment. All right, great. So I'd like to thank all of you for joining me here today. Personal and Business Development Crawl, Building Your Foundation of Wealth. This is a four-part series. The first three parts will cover the workbook, the manual that's put together. You guys can look at it. It'll be totally different next year because it'll have a lot of different updates in it. But it definitely works for now, and it's definitely worked for people in the past, and it also has worked for me. So with that, I'd like to thank you all for coming. You can also find out more about me going to www.kenbigblake.com. That's KenBigBlake.com. And we do thank you for visiting us here on Think Big Radio. With no further ado, I'm going to play the outro and hope to see you or hear from you guys next Monday. Share.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.